the general feeling among Harps fans there is that that's one that the Harps probably just about deserved to win?
First half I felt we did enough, you know, to try and push on to win the game. Second half, no, we lost our way a bit in the second half here, and Shelburne, while they weren't a threat from open play, they were a massive threat from free kicks and corner kicks. And, you know, had we gone one down straight after half time, one was Kieran Gallagher's post, the back post there, you know, Garrett Coughlin's deliveries are excellent. Had that gone in, I think it could have been a different story. But look, there's a bit of character about them. We weren't good in the second half, we weren't pretty, but look, they showed up to it and got away with it, to be fair. First half, I thought we were decent. First half, I thought we got the ball down and played, and we didn't break them down. Second half, no, and we broke them down, you know. So, look, listen, of course you'll take that result, you grab it with open arms, like, you know, but I'd say Shelburne will be disappointed, you know, conceding maybe a soft penalty and maybe not having gone 1-0 up when the game is there for the taking.
Yeah, and at 0-0 though, Ollie, it's fair to say Harps still carried a threat coming forward. I mean, Rory Keating and Kevin McHugh played well tonight.
Yeah, the two did well. You know, they had a number of chances. A lot of them just whizzed past the post. You know, that type of way, they were spectacular, looking how close they were. I'll have a look at the video. They linked up well and played well, you know, but you know, Kevin tired at the end there. He's the age that he is, and, you know, it was back to the wall stuff again, as a lot of the games have been up to now. But we stood up to it and we got away with it. But I said, we're damn lucky, you know, we're lucky with the goal that we got. And, you know, as I said, the Shelburne will be disappointed going up the road, and they didn't do a whole lot wrong.
Yeah, how did you see the penalty, Ollie?
I didn't see it properly from where I was. I saw Regan Donlan blocking down, I think it was Paul Andrews that went to clear the ball. Regan blocked it down, and it fell to Raymond Foy. And where I was, there was bodies in the way. You know, I know from speaking to Kevin Darley there, that he was disappointed with the decision. Look, we're not complaining. Sometimes it goes for you. And it's funny, like, when things are going well, you get a little bit of rub of the green. Like last year, you know, at this stage of the year, we'd lost in Waterford at the first game of the second quarter, if that makes sense. And nothing was going our way. You know, no matter how hard we tried, we went in and lost to Shamrock Rovers. Being here at home, we went on a poor run. You know, today, we weren't spectacular in any manner in the second half. We just worked. We lost our way. We didn't get possession of the ball. We weren't really a threat, you know, with the balls in behind as we were in the first half with Kevin and Rory. But look, we'll take it. We'll have plenty of bad days. So yeah. we'll go and we'll take it. That's it.
Right. Well, another good result, Ollie. And it seems that there's plenty of confidence in this team. That was something that was very evident there tonight. A will to win and a belief in themselves.
Yeah, look, there's a little bit of confidence creeping into it, and it probably comes with results. Look, there's never a question about their work rate. There's never a question about, you know, they'll go to the bitter end, whether they're 1-0 up or 1-0 down. We've always done it. You know, there was very few games last year, bar maybe the cup game against Pats, maybe a league game coming up to that leading up in Wexford where, you know, possibly weren't at full strength. But, you know, every other game, even though we weren't playing all that well, we've dug in and battled and threw the kits and sinks at teams. You know, I remember down at Longford, we lost 1-0 and Longford on top of the table. There was a penalty decision that went against us. You know, today we're top of the table and a penalty decision comes for you. You know, so look, long may it continue, but we need to improve on our second half performance to stay anywhere near the races.
Okay. Kevin McHugh came in tonight in place of Wilfred Tagbo, who was suspended, Ollie.
Yeah.
What's the story on his suspension? Any news on that?
Wilfred's suspension was dealt with on Wednesday. There was a disciplinary panel that looked at it, and Wilfred got one game ban. So it was an automatic ban that he served today. So Wilfred will be available next weekend, all done then.
That's good news.
Yeah, good news, yeah. You know, I think, you know, Wilfred, we had a problem last year where we shuttled it out with discipline. You know, this time of year, I think we could have had four or five sentences off with a lot of suspensions, you know, in the first quarter. So, you know, we seem to have maybe grown up a little bit there, but so does Wilfred. He needs to do the same. A little bit harsh maybe in his sending off, but he needs to learn that, and I'm sure he will.
And next up, Cavan Teely, Ollie?
Yeah, we struggle to beat Cavan Teely here. I know they'll have a poor result tonight, but Eddie Gormley will have them very organised up in Stradbrook. It's a difficult place to get out of. It's, you know, it'll be, once it'll be back to the wall stuff, but it'll be a battle. And we need to be up for that. Difficult place to go. Not too many teams have won up there. And they've turned a lot of teams over up in Stradbrook. So, look, we'll enjoy today. And we'll worry about Cavan Teely tomorrow.